Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Thursday, July 21st. Owen Sound police have recovered a vehicle from Georgian Bay. Police say early this morning they responded to the West Harbor Wall regarding a vehicle that had entered the water. Recovery efforts were commenced by Owen Sound Police, OPP, Owen Sound Firefighters, and Grey County Paramedics. They say the vehicle was recovered by the OPP Underwater Search and Rescue Team, and a 38-year-old Owen Sound woman was pronounced deceased at the scene. They say foul play is not suspected in the woman's death. Police have not released her identity. Police say they have now laid charges against the 34-year-old West Grey man they arrested after a search for him following a shooting incident in West Grey last Friday and the discovery of a deceased person in the area of Walters Falls on Saturday. Cody Hearsome is charged with second-degree murder and remains in custody. The deceased has been identified as 62-year-old Brett Douglas Hearsome from the municipality of West Grey. Police say they're looking to speak with anyone who may have information regarding the investigation. You're asked to call OPP or Crime Stoppers. Hanover police say a mobility scooter driver's injuries have been upgraded to serious after a collision with a pickup truck. They say on the afternoon of July 14th, police, firefighters, and paramedics responded to the collision involving a motorized four-wheel mobility scooter and the pickup. They say the 73-year-old Hanover man on the scooter was crossing over the entrance to the Food Basics parking lot when he was struck by a pickup driven by a 76-year-old West Grey man who was exiting the lot. The driver of the scooter was transported to hospital by paramedics, believed to be in stable condition, but was later transferred to a hospital in London after injuries were upgraded to serious, where he remains. Police say charges are pending against the driver of the pickup. Ontario is extending its COVID-19 sick day program until March 2023. It offers up to 3 paid sick days per employee. Workers can still receive up to $200 a day if they need to isolate or care for an ill family member. The Grey Bruce Health Unit is asking for the public's help in finding the owners of dogs involved in an incident this past Sunday at Kelso Beach at Nawash Park in Owen Sound. Around noon, a man was injured while breaking up a fight between dogs. Two young women were walking the dogs, which were described as a pit bull and a black dog. The health unit says staff need to confirm the dogs don't have rabies so that the victim can avoid the post-exposure rabies treatment. If you have any information related to the incident, you're asked to contact the Grey Bruce Health Unit. The 69th annual Shore to Shore race is set for Monday, August 1st. It includes competitive and non-competitive divisions for runners and walkers, and it stretches 13 kilometers from Oliphant to Wyarton. Kathy Christie is from the Wyarton Rotary Club.
We are looking to have perhaps as many as 180 participants this year, which will be the most we have had since the Rotary Club took over in 2018.
Registration must be in advance this year. You can find more details on the Shore to Shore race and Wyarton Rotary Club at wyartonrotary.org. Britain's head of foreign intelligence says Russia is running out of steam in Ukraine. The MI6 chief is calling Russia's recent advances tiny and predicting they will run out of soldiers and supplies soon, giving Ukraine a chance to hit back so long as Ukraine has the weapons on hand to do so. Meanwhile, in Istanbul, a deal is set to be signed tomorrow with Russia to allow Ukraine to ship grain exports through the Black Sea. Ukraine's ports have been blocked, and the BBC says about 20 million tons of grain is stuck in Odessa, while the world faces a food crisis due to grain shortages. And U.S. President Joe Biden says he's feeling okay after testing positive for COVID-19. The 79-year-old says he has very mild symptoms. He'll continue working, but in isolation for now. Taking a look at business news, the Toronto Stock Exchange is up 42 points to 19,062. The Dow Jones is up 162 points. Our dollar is trading at 77.71 U.S. cents, up 0.09 of a cent, and the price of oil is down $3.60 to $96.28 a barrel. In sports in the Canadian Football League, the Montreal Alouettes visit the Ottawa Red Blacks at 7 o'clock. Then at 10 o'clock, Hamilton takes on BC. A COVID-19 outbreak impacting the Saskatchewan Rough Riders has put their scheduled game this Saturday against the Toronto Argonauts in jeopardy. The Rough Riders canceled their practice Wednesday. The team says 13 players and 5 staff members have tested positive since July 12th. In Major League Baseball, six games today. The Toronto Blue Jays return to action tomorrow as they open a three-game weekend set in Boston against the Red Sox. Toronto has possession of the third and final wild card spot in the American League. You can find more sports posted on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty Sports page at BayshoreBroadcasting.ca.